welcome back. So last time we have a missing professor that we are now on the trail of, and we've gone into a house where things have gotten a little wibbly-wobbly for one person, and there's a little girl with a black eye who has gone missing inside the bowels of the house. So what would you guys like to do?
I would like to follow her trail to find out where she went. Like, she went around the corner.
She just disappeared. Didn't see where she went.
Oh, okay. I want to follow wherever I see books. Because that's what I'm good at.
I mean, it's a big house where there are, like, decorative shit kind of, like, very strategically placed on end tables that you feel like would be more than, like, 10 years of your salary. So there might be books like hanging out on that, but you haven't yet discovered.
Where are we? What are we looking at?
You are standing in the, I guess it's a foyer space. Right across from you is the dining room. To your left is going to be the front living room. To your back, you don't actually know what's down there yet. There's a hallway that leads around the corner.
This is your friend.
I walk around the random house I don't know?
Man, houses this big creeps me out. Okay, well, I'm gonna go ahead and, like, try and find this little girl. So I'm just gonna be loud Millie and just be like, all right, little girl, where are you?
Well, I'm gonna look... I'm gonna look around. Sorry,
you don't get your answer.
I'm gonna look around and not yell. Just like the first level.
Okay, where do you want to start?
And
is anyone going with you?
I look.
You're coming with me for
you,
sure.
Like you, I don't know you, but you're coming.
More opportunities to take pictures.
Yeah. And that it is a very stunning house for pictures.
Indeed, your photography.
I'm just taking pictures of everything.
Crazy.
What are you noticing in your pictures?
I tell Ted to come with me, and I go into the... What's the next room to the right, I'm guessing?
Right is the hallway where you don't know where it is. To the left is your living room, and to the straight is the dining room.
I will do the living room and go to the left.
All right.
I'll take the hallway.
Okay. In the living room, there are several, like, settees. They're not couches or love seats. They are settees.
Once I know it's rich.
Yes. So wealthy. It is no longer English. There are end tables. It's just a very lovely living room with white carpet that you feel like you attract dirt on instantly, but you can see a mailman walking down the street outside, and he's approaching Hopton House.
Do I recognize this guy?
I mean, he's just a
He's just a random dude. Okay. I walk back to the front to see if I can, like, catch him.
The entryway?
Yeah. Entryway.
Sure.
So I walk back to the entryway, and I will come back to the living room.
But you're Okay, go ahead.
So yeah, I walk to the entryway. I try to pull the door open. Nope.
No, it does not budge.
I wait for him to appear.
That's not good.
That's not really good at all. That's not really good, period. And I wait for the guy to appear at the door and see if I can read him.
So he's meandering up the sidewalk, and he's kind of, like, glancing at the house. And just...
It's wonderful.
Goes out. There's a mailbox that's kind of in front of... So here's a door, here's a pull chain, here's the mailbox. Goes to the mailbox and starts putting stuff in.
I knock.
He does not react.
That's not good.
I start waving.
He does not... react. He doesn't even look at you guys.
Oi!
That echoes, but it doesn't go anywhere.
Well, this is fucked.
I don't know.
I don't like
that's
this.
That's not good.
That's not good at all.
Did you wait? Maybe you should try knocking on the window.
I'm not gonna break the glass.
Well, I'll try knocking on the window.
Okay.
I just did that.
You start hitting it, and with your first hit, you hear, like, a weird squeaky sound. So you keep going. And it makes what is very clearly one of those, like, dog squeaky sounds every time you hit the door.
Mm.
And then finished his job and is turning away to leave.
Why? I did again.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna come back hearing that yelling and being like, oh, did you find that kid?
No, but, like, I'm trying to get the attention of this this guy and he's not opening the door. He doesn't see us and we can't open the door to get out.
What do you need his attention for?
I would like to know that I can leave. Like, if like this is a house I know nothing about, and I can't leave it. There's a door, and I can't open it.
The door's locked?
The door is locked, even though it's unlocked, technically.
That's not true. I'm going to test the door.
Mm-mm. The door handle doesn't even move.
Mm. If my word wasn't enough. But yes, we can't leave, and no one can apparently see us while we're trying to bang at the door.
That's weird.
Yes.
I'm already not liking this.
I'm gonna need you two to roll sanity.
Of course, yeah.
Watch me fail. This is probably
fine. I believe in you.
Sending
out
good
vibes. I passed!
Yay! Muppet arms.
Passed.
No, I need one of you to fail soon. Alright, so you're disturbed, but it's not rattling you too much yet.
It's just like, okay, there must be an explanation kind of situation.
Are you still in the hallway?
My... wandered behind her slowly, just looking at this.
Can you roll a listen?
Mm-hmm. 84.
Nope.
You're blissfully unaware of anything. Arguably the best place to be right now.
So was there anything in the living room?
Why did the mailman come? Why were you guys making sounds?
We can't leave. The door's locked-ish. I don't know. And no one sees us. I tried to wave the mail guy down and...
Yeah, I knocked and I banged and nothing.
It's glass. I mean, you could see us. It's just he didn't see us. But,
maybe he's dumb. Who knows?
Not that dumb.
No, he's dumb as in he can't hear.
He's delivering mail. You're going to trust him? You know what? Never mind. I'm going to go back to the living room and hopefully find something. My original task at hand.
I follow her into the living room.
All right. Come on, Rose. Let's go see what's down this hallway. See if we can find that kid.
Yay.
All right. Down the hallway. There is a door that is shut very tight, but there is not a lock on it, so it must be barricaded from the inside.
Hmm. Okay, well, more doors not opening. That's interesting.
And not helpful.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the kitchen.
Why do you want to go to the kitchen?
I don't know. I want to check out their stash.
Go away.
Whoa.
Not a fan.
You hear that coming from inside the study door.
Okay. I'm gonna knock, and be like, hey, it's still us from at the front door.
No, go away.
We have candy.
Oh, that sounds creepy.
We do not have candy. We are not creepy. Are you okay in there? Are you safe?
Go away.
Okay.
Why?
Leave! Fuck this!
As that voice yells at you, would you like to persist?
Clearly not.
Rose.
clearly not a child.
Okay, like, let's, okay, woo! That's not normal.
Is that sanity loss? I don't know. Not yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Okay, so that is not a way out. Now I want a way out. I don't like this place. I'm going to take a nice swig at my whiskey flask.
Let's go check back to the back door, the door we came in, and see if we can get out.
Well, I tried the door, but yeah, let's go ahead and maybe you can pick the lock again or something. Let's go back.
Do I need to roll?
No, there isn't a lock.
Okay.
It's not there anymore.
The door's not there anymore?
No, the door is still there.
But the lock's gone. There.
Oh, okay. Can we get out?
Can we try?
You can try.
No.
I've already tried.
You can't. You can try, but you're not going anywhere.
Oh, okay.
GM knows a lot.
All right, let's go tell the girls.
If I didn't already hear a child that turned into a demonic voice saying,
you didn't.
We didn't.
Oh, we didn't. Okay.
You remember we were back in the living room.
I thought we would be able to
it's
hear
very
something
very
sound
in this house.
That's one way to put it.
Specific
yeah.
sounds.
Sure,
specific
yeah,
areas.
Okay, so Professor Smart Lady, yeah, we got a problem here. Now we can't get out, and there's something in the room that we do not want to talk with anymore. heard some noises, some sounds, some voices. Little girl voice turned into scary loud voice. Not good.
Very succinct.
So we need to get the heck out of here because I'm not messing with this. I don't get paid enough to deal with a demonic child.
Ambrosia just nods slowly and doesn't know how to accept anything that she's saying. And she's like, well, as I said before, we can't leave from what I can tell. Unless you want to try the front door again.
I mean, usually houses have more than one way in.
Okay, we can find that other way out, but did you guys all want to leave? Now, let's do... this is Shade talking, actually. We're back. You guys actually want to all leave now? Or?
To your right is the dining room, and then if you go back the way you came, it's back to the foyer entryway.
Mm. So try to do the floor.
It's like a big, almost circling square thing. Oh, okay. It's an open floor plan, as open as...
Oh, I see.
Houses get like that.
Yeah.
Well, since we can't get out the front door, maybe we can try and see if we can find a back door?
Yeah, let's look at this area and see if there's another
door to get out.
Check the kitchen or something?
Let's try the kitchen. Yeah. There should be a bathroom in the kitchen.
Facing the dining room, it's like a straight shot. You see the dining room and then you see into the kitchen. But it's only sort of into the kitchen because that's where the servants are and we don't need to see them.
So they have their own set of stairs and their own doors.
Not doors, you said doors. Doors. Servants have their own doors.
Doors to floors.
All right, well, it's in my humblest opinion that we stick together.
All right, so
let's go.
In the center of the dining room is this long mahogany dining table with an elaborate candelabra as the centerpiece. Mm. And as you walk by it, the wicks of the brand new, perfectly white candles light simultaneously with no obvious cause.
That's a pretty trick.
I'm just going to keep on walking. I was just like, I can't right now. and I was like, clearly there's something very wrong. Are we all hallucinating or haunted or something?
I'll take a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do that. That's a wise decision.
And then you look through your lens. Do you see anything?
Roll photography.
Roll films. Oh, roll photography. Yeah.
Got this.
You do not.
I do not pass.
Nice.
No, your shutter is like, it's kind of lazy.
Jam.
Damn.
I saw a show once where a guy did something similar. That could be anything. Somebody's messing with us.
Can I do a spot hidden on the table?
Sure.
What show are you talking about? TV hasn't been invented yet.
Oh, like traveling shows.
Yeah.
Pass. Yay. I found my lucky dice.
So there's nothing obvious. There's not. I don't want to call them strings, but there's not, like, a quick ignition source, and there's, like, not under the table. The table looks solid, like solid wood, like, of course a rich person has a solid mahogany table.
Ugh.
And it doesn't look like the candelabra is glued down or somehow part of the mechanism, but if you'd like to try and touch the candelabra, you may.
I will touch the candelabra.
And as you get too close to the candelabra, the candles are blown out in a quick gust. And the smoke coils up towards the ceiling, and a child's giggle passes by you into the kitchen. There are no visible children.
Okay, still officially not okay with what's happening here. Just throwing that out there.
I don't think any of us were.
Okay.
Creepy children.
Creepy children laughing and not seeing that child as it passes by. And lights, candles turning on, and clearly there's no fire to be had. And stuff.
Yeah, I'm not into games being played here.
I would like to, as I am frightened, but I would still like to follow the sound of the child to the
kitchen. Yeah.
Alright.
Don't laugh. That makes me worry.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
So you basically want to follow the creepy child.
I mean, the kitchen is where we thought we were going to go anyway.
Yeah, I say let's follow the kid. This kid's annoying the heck out of me.
Like, it should be noted that the door didn't jostle or anything. It was just a noise I ran by you. So,
yeah.
It could very well still be somebody dicking with you.
Mm.
But it could be something else.
Rude.
You know, you did walk into their house.
It's true. But a little girl opened the door for us.
Yeah. Alright, so the kitchen is fairly narrow with cabinets both above and below the granite countertops, And the appliances hint at it being a gourmet kitchen, working in a production line rather than having, like, space to move about. So you pass stuff around. Mm. And you can't shake the feeling of being watched as you walk further into the room. Two of you can listen.
Okay, yeah.
Whoever doesn't listen can spot it.
Pass?
Okay. Mm,
did not. 88. All
right, did you want to roll your spot hidden?
Sure.
34, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so spot hiddening, you can see the very beautiful marbling effect in the countertops. You can see that it was cleaned fairly recently, so it's not like this hasn't been used in weeks. So somebody has obviously been in this house in the recent past, not like, you couldn't tell when, but somebody's been here. And for listen, china rattles faintly in the cupboards around you with each step that you take, but it could just be you stepping. Do you keep listening?
I keep listening.
You stop to listen, but the china continues to rattle even though you've stopped moving. Hmm.
Is it in time with footstep?
No.
Now she's rattling.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it all the cupboards?
You can't tell.
Okay.
And the rattling begins to crescendo in the flatware reacting to an earthquake that you can't quite feel. And I need you all to go with dodge.
Fuck!
Dodge is not good.
I fail that.
Wait, sorry. How bad did you fail?
I got 22.
I got 40. Mine is 22.
Score, you see.
Oh, no.
Nice. So I have 40 and I have a 25.
Okay, so you two both take 1 damage. Oh, so
as why, current, what? Does it say?
You fail too?
I failed.
Yeah. I
yes,
failed.
The cupboards fling open and plates slice through the air at you.
Oh my
you
gosh.
Failed?
Yeah.
Okay, so the three of you take a hit. You've managed to successfully duck aside.
Good for
you.
I did one thing right.
Yay.
It's all right. Coming up, Millie.
I've been waiting to do that joke for a while now.
Worth it. All right, so now you'll have to roll a dex, just a flat dex,
okay,
to move forward. Because plates and shit are flying out at you.
I did not pass that.
So is this, right? Your dex? This?
Yeah, this is your dex.
So, six.
I got an 88.
I did 19. Not pass.
Nice.
Okay, so you've managed to...
Yeah,
I passed.
Yeah.
You sprinted forward while everyone else is getting pelted, and they take another damage from the points and the now goblets that are joining. And then roll one more dex for me.
Oh, this is
you're tough. Very close to the exit, the kitchen, so...
I fail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, failed again.
That's Yeah, that was at 90.
All right, well, luckily for you guys, one of the heftier mugs hit Rose and knocked her out of the kitchen, and stuff immediately falls to the ground, crashes, and remains motionless. But you all have to take 1 damage.
Oh, man.
Bullshit.
Hey, I didn't roll.
I know, it's just like from plates.
And I need you to roll sanity.
Okay.
12.
Oh, I passed. I got a 1.
You guys are getting lucky on that. You might have taken some damage, and you might be a little bruised with a couple cuts, but you haven't lost your minds yet, which is frankly very surprising.
Yeah, we just had, like, been attacked by inanimate objects flying out of cupboards.
Oh, random
okay,
earthquake.
Millie's pissed, by the way. and she's gonna kick some of those plates and
I'm very confused.
Like, stomp on them aggressively, like, fuck you!
Yeah, she is. It is stomping at the fine china.
It is very fine china. It is very expensive china, so you get a little double boost, like a good fuck you to the man.
Yeah. First of all, don't
like
trust the rich.
I want to take a picture of this.
Of her stopping on it?
Well,
so
yeah.
You can, like, this is her stopping on your shit.
Fail.
Oh,
with 71?
You can remove luck if you want.
Okay.
You do? Okay, yeah. So 57 luck now.
Okay.
She passed.
So you take a picture of it. Unfortunately, she can't, like, instant... It's not like a Polaroid. Where she
They have to take it back to my...
Yeah, she has to develop it, which is fun for later, but for now, you're like, ah. Okay, oh, wait. You took a picture.
Or it's like, we're getting out of here.
No, you don't have the to-go thing, because we talked about that.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't exist. I tried. It does not exist in that time frame, and not in a close enough time frame where I can fudge the history.
You don't have a portable dark room.
Yeah, it's more complicated than that. Like,
because there's chemicals involved.
Yeah,
like,
and it's not great chemicals
either. No,
these
no,
like,
trust
me. Your eyes chemicals.
Yeah. Oh, man. I was like, okay, getting out of here. And then I kick another plate.
You feel a little vindicated as you go.
Yeah.
And you kick a plate into a goblet that also shatters. And you're like, okay, that's fine.
I got hit in the head, right?
Yeah, but you're fine.
You got
knocked out of the room. You're hurt, but you're okay.
Rose, are you still alive?
Yes, but I'm keeping this mug as consolation.
It is a nice mug. It's a sturdy mug. It's your mug.
So we How's to... everybody else? Are we okay?
Mm-hmm. All right. Really pissed.
Yeah, let's get the H out of here, heck out of here. Like, I'm done with this.
You do see a back door. There's, like, you've entered a hallway that connects to the other hallway that passes by the study that you guys were at.
Okay.
That leads back to the foyer. And there is a door that leads to a set of stairs into the backyard.
Mm. Okay. So let's try that door. I'm going to try that door. And it's a no.
And we keep trying that door.
So you grasped onto the door handle and you put both feet on other side of the frame and you're pushing, but it's not.
Can I do a spot hidden on the door? Which I tried to do before, but I failed, so let me try this time.
Maybe this
door's
different.
Maybe try another
door. Are we close to the demonic child again?
Uh-huh.
That's fine.
Yeah, that hall, you have to walk right by that doorway.
11.
Oh, I passed. Yay.
So, as she's pulling, you see it kind of like, it's cartoonishly bending, but it's not out of the frame by any stretch of the imagination.
So that's not physically possible.
No.
So...
Okay, I don't know what's going on here. I don't like these doors. I don't like this rich house.
Well, listen.
No.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
All right. I'll allow one more listen.
It's so close to 666. Oh my god!
Just 600 more!
All right, so you do have the second floor.
Well, we can check the second floor to see if there's a fire escape.
I should also note that you guys are still looking for Dr. Osborne.
Mm-hmm. We forgot about your friend.
Would she be here? Because all we knew is that, like...
Well, this was the last known location, and nobody's getting out, so...
It could be she is here, technically. So
I say let's look for your friend... And let's try and find that little girl. Maybe she can tell us something about who lives here in this house.
Yeah, the little girl
comes out of that woman's mouth.
Yeah, it seems like if we got stuck here, then the professor got stuck here too.
Yeah.
Can I do a navigate skill in this place? It's so confusing.
Sure.
I'm gonna try.
Do you want me to draw a map?
Oh yes.
So for the recording, we have a little grid map here with our currently has our Wi-Fi password on it, but.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
All right, so back to the stairs we're trying to get.
Yeah. Right. Say, well, we can't get out from here. Let's go up.
And we clearly already, like, walked around the area.
As much as you
can. As much as we
can,
so we haven't seen anything. We tried doors along the way.
Yeah.
They haven't opened, so...
And you had one door where there was a demonic.
Yeah,
we
have
probably...
to pass that door. Or go back through the kitchen. Whichever one you want to risk more.
Pass that door. If it's locked already.
The one with that, where the kids screeched?
It's barricaded, so I don't know if it's...
It might change if we pass it, because a door was unlocked, like, had a lock on it, didn't have a lock on it anymore, if I remember.
Mm-hmm. That
so,
was the door we came through to get into
the
house.
Door.
Yeah.
So,
okay. So I guess we...
Yeah, let's go.
Walk
let's
down
go
the hallway,
stairs.
Past that door, to get to the stairs.
Do you give the door a wide berth, or are you like... I'm walking here now.
I'm walking here now.
I'm walking here now.
We need to get out of here. Let's just go.
Get the fuck out of Dodge. We're doing it right now.
Yeah. I'm gonna say I go straight shot, like, for those stairs, just walking with purpose.
I'm wide berthing it.
Alright. As you walk by, the door rattles in its frame, but nothing else happens.
I'm going to yell at the door in an aggressive way as if to state my dominance over it.
Do you want to do that?
Keep going to the stairs.
Okay. It doesn't enjoy that. And a force now slams into you, driving you backwards into the wall. And you need to roll a constitution check.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. 14.
Okay. You pass. So you're rattled because an invisible force just threw you against the wall. But you seem okay.
Can I ask the door a question since it wants us to get out?
And do you want to?
Okay. yes, I do.
Those philosophical questions. It's hard to answer.
What's the meaning of life?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to ask a question.
Okay.
Since you want us to get out, how do we get out?
Just leave!
How?
So you hear a growl and it grabs you by your scruff and it bowls you towards the rest of your friends.
I step out of the way.
Very ladylike, you see me coming.
Like, ooh, no.
So you fall, you go careening into Millie. Neither of you are damaged by this, but if you want to roll sanity checks, please do.
If you want to.
That sounded optional, but it's
not. I'm going to do it.
Well, we have to, yeah.
Yes!
27? I'm 28. It's gonna get
you. One of these
beginner's
days.
Luck can only take you so far.
Okay, let's go to these stairs. Obviously, aggression is not working. I don't care, though. I'm still very angry. Aggressively walking.
Fair response.
All right, so going upstairs. I'm gonna say Irene's name, like call up. Like, Irene, are you there?
Roll a listen.
I should have said that in the accent, but I'm getting too used to my own again. I do not pass. I reversed that for a second. I thought this was one and then that was eight. And I was just like, I got dyslexic for a second and I was like, holy shit. And I was like, nope.
So you don't hear anything. Good or bad?
I'm going to shout, dumb kid, dumb rich kid, where are you?
I'm sorry, did you not see any of what just happened? And you're just gonna yell at him. And I was like, I hired you, stop doing dumb decisions.
29, and I have 45 for listen.
You don't hear anything this time.
Okay.
So it's just the hallway that we're worried about in the kitchen?
I mean, we had plates thrown at us, yeah. So like, you
and
know.
And you threw them against the wall.
Yeah, I
and
mean,
then
that too.
And then across the hallway into us.
It's fine.
It's probably
fine. I thought
fine.
It was fine.
We're all together.
Everything's on fire. It's fine.
It's not even on fire.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So, all right. Ascending the stairs to the second floor, the staircase corkscrews its way up very deliberately, and you imagine these have seen their fair share of grand entrances, and each step makes you want to pause for effect. But I need you all to roll power.
Oh, what?
Your POWs.
Oh, no.
31.
Oh,
oh
my god.
You
did a hard pass.
Yes. Pass.
Oh, unfortunate. Alright, so.
You're supposed to be a bruiser!
It's fine. So, you, Millie, find yourself daydreaming about what it would be like to attend a party here, despite how much you hate these people. And each step is a step into high society life. Mm. You could walk these stairs forever if it meant more influence, power, and wealth. The rest of you push back against this mental suffocation that's clouding your mind, and you manage to break through like you tore through taut plastic wrap. Millie here needs to... Do you guys like notice that she's lingering?
I do.
Can I do a second?
I mean, you guys are at the top of the stairs looking at her like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I called down to her, hey, are you okay?
She doesn't seem to hear you.
Millie. Hello?
Yeah, these dang rich people. You know, they're all rich and stuffy, but I can throw a party. I like parties.
I really wish I was Claire.
Go ahead and do a power check. Okay.
32, and I was 55. Cool.
All right, you managed to snap yourself out of it, and you're still, like, halfway up the stairs, even though it feels like you walked them for a very long time, and you should have probably made it to your destination.
Okay, so I'm like, oh, capitalism's a trap. Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm back. They're not wrong. But now you need to roll a sanity check.
Okay.
Every step.
Oh.
Our first loss. Yeah. Okay.
Don't sound happy about it.
So happy. Okay, so we need to roll one of these little triangle dice.
Oh, okay.
The 1d4.
These, yeah.
Okay.
These?
Oh.
Yeah.
If you were losing, and this one is
at home. We are doing a 1d4.
Whatever the amount is when you roll it.
Okay, so, oh, this one I always have a hard time reading.
Whatever winds up on top, your top score.
Oh, okay.
At the top of the pyramid.
He bought me a little present. It's a little...
Did he give you a mouse?
Oh, yeah. That's adorable.
Our okay. guest star brought one of our contributors a mouse toy.
I shall give it to my boss.
You lose one.
Oh, you got lucky. You lose one sanity. You're a little shaken. This has been kind of a weird day. And this one has kind of rattled you. But you're like, well, I've got a job, so it's fine.
Yeah. Millie is ever professional, takes a swig of whiskey.
Yeah, you're not getting shit
from
me.
Yeah.
Is he biting you?
Yes.
Oh.
Because I know his tricks.
Very rude.
What a bitey boy.
I have it. Stella does the same thing. My cat.
No.
Off the main hallway on this floor, you can see 7 doors, 4 of which open to spacious bedrooms. They are open. You can see into them. Your studio could easily fit in one of the smaller bedrooms, the entire thing.
I'm quite disgusted.
Does it look like one of them's for a child?
Would you like to go and check that out?
Yes.
All right, which one do you want to... Well, it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
I check left and the first bedroom.
All right. No, this is obviously not for children. It's a 4-poster bed with... very intricately carved wood spiraling up. Everything, like the rest of the house, just screams expensive. And if child's fingerprints even looked at the wood finish,
the
they
sense
might
of touch
just
turned into
lose
sense of
their
sight.
Mind. So, no, it's not for children.
So, the second bedroom. To the left.
Sure. No, this one also does not look like it's for children. This one's actually pretty sparse. There's like a bed and
it's not a
dresser. It's like a nightstand.
Hmm. It's a nice bedroom.
It's still nice. And the bedrooms are carpeted.
I'm going to call it to Irene again. Okay. Irene, are you here?
Nothing. Here, nothing.
I don't.
There are
this.
3 closed doors.
But I still want to check all the open bedrooms.
Okay.
And am I finding anything?
We'll listen.
73, probably not.
No.
No. No.
No.
All right. Someone want to check out the
closed doors?
The closed doors.
I would like to check. We'll do a spot hidden on them to see if there's anything about the doors that are different from each other.
Okay.
Yes!
Ooh.
Oh!
7!
One of the doors, I don't want to say it has fingerprints on it, but this one is kind of obviously more used than the other ones.
Okay. I was going to say try to open it, but that's probably not a wise decision. I would like to listen to it. Or listen to see if I hear anything on the other side of the door.
Okay.
I'm not going to put my ear to it. I'm just like, shh, quiet. And then I do this. I pass.
You hear nothing, but it's kind of a comforting nothing.
Okay.
Do you want to try to open it?
I'll try to open it.
It opens.
Ooh.
Comforting though.
It is a linen closet full of giant, luxurious towels.
Oh.
Would you like to touch them? Only one of you may touch them.
I will touch it.
This towel is so soft and luxurious that you regain 1 hit point.
Yes!
Nice. Luck is on my side again.
I told you.
And had anybody actually lost sanity up until now, that would have gained you a lot more sanity points. But... Mm. Yeah, you're one sanity. God damn.
Really didn't want to touch those towels. They look disgusting.
Go capitalist. I don't know. I just luxuriously that like bougie, I don't know. Rich. That bougie rich has some qualities. I'm just telling you.
Do you want to stuff one in your bag?
Yes. Okay. I want to stuff one in my bag.
You don't gain anything from doing this, but you do gain a very nice towel.
And I regret nothing.
Solid, solid.
Okay. All right. There's another closed door that's closer to you, and then there's one that is at the back of the house that is still closed.
I would like to try the back of the door. The back door. Okay.
All right. Is anybody trying the other door?
I'm going to try the other door.
Are you two both trying the other
door? Yeah, let's do it together.
All right, we're going to go do bathroom door first. So this one opens as well. It's not, for some reason, the interior doors seem to be okay up here. Mm. So it's probably nothing to worry about. So the bathroom itself is sparsely populated. There's one sink supported by a wrought iron basin, a toilet, and a water closet off to the side, and a large round kind of oval mirror over the sink. And the rest of the bathroom is understated as it lies in deference to the main feature of the room, a porcelain pedestal tub situated in front of a frosted glass window. And the lighting is nearly perfect, even with the overcast skies outside. If ever there were a feature to highlight for an architecture and design magazine, this would be it.
I would like to take a picture.
Roll it. You get to roll it as at an advantage, so if your 10 score sucks, you can roll that again.
Okay.
And just take the lowest.
You passed.
18.
Oh, you don't even have to worry about it. Cool. So the photo practically takes itself, though as the shutter snaps, you could have sworn there was a black mist spilling out over the rim of the tub, but you'll have to develop the photo to be sure.
Can I do a spot hidden?
Sure.
Cool.
I feel like I'm not going to like what comes out of these pictures.
And I have 50 sides.
Sweet. So the mirror catches your eye. Dimensional fuckery. And like I'm going to need you to describe your character's usual small appearance bus. If it's like frizzy hair, or sometimes I have flyaways, or like one eyebrow that never stays in place, or like if you're wearing nude lipstick and the inside rim fades out so it gives you butthole lip. Like, whatever your character's nitpicky appearance thing is, that's what she picks up on.
Yeah, it's definitely her hair. She's always had a problem with it. It's pretty thick hair, so it's a little wild. So she's kind of just like, ooh, like bedhead.
All right. Because you passed your spot hidden, out of the corner of your eye, you see your reflection's eyes flick back to your face, even as you are focused on your hair. This is all just happening to Millie. Millie's just the boy.
Wait, so like her eyes are like on her hair, but the reflection's eyes
like,
are on her.
Yeah, go like.
I don't like that.
Do you keep looking in the mirror?
Can I punch the mirror?
No! Still looking at
it. I mean, that's the best way to get the shit done to find out what happened.
Roll brawl.
Okay. 61. Where's my brawl? I don't think
a
I got it.
Fighting brawl?
That's what the
I think you have a pretty here. Close score.
It's fighting 60. Brawl. Ooh, 60. I'm just luck? One over. Ooh.
You can take a luck.
Yeah, let's do it. That. So that would mean I have 54 in luck. Cool.
All right. As you go to punch because you're just tired of this house at this point. Like, fuck this house. It's been dicking with me and I'm not okay. And as you go to punch it, the hand reaches out as it's approaching, so you see your hand clearly as a fist, and the other side of it grabs.
Ooh!
Walk
that! I'm gonna
struggle.
And I take out my Derringer.
You are not in this room.
Oh, I was
just
in
this
room. You are unaware of what's going on here.
I go to grab Millie.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm pulling her away.
Like into the back into the hallway? Or
back into the hallway.
Further into the bathroom.
No, pulling Millie further back into the hallway.
All right. So the skin that's grabbing your hand is so cold that you can feel your skin kind of start to blister. It feels like you can't see it, but you feel it. It's not fun.
Roll Millie strength. Is just yelling, nope, 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 nope.
35.
Yeah. Okay, so you've successfully managed to yank her into the hallway.
Yay!
The handprint is going to linger on your knuckles and like the where mm-hmm. as you were punching yeah, like I this.
My
fist. That is going to linger for some time. Mm-hmm. You don't suspect at this point that there's any nerve damage. It was just like it's like a burn.
Yeah, shaking it off.
And you definitely have to roll sanity now.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Cool. Quite spunky she was, yes.
Oh, that was an accident. Okay.
Unless it was great, and then I'll keep it.
70. Well,
technically, it was great because it was 50, but
1d6, which is our standard die.
That one.
Big money. Oh, damn it. Okay. All right, you take 2 sanity dollars.
Okay, cool.
You want her to lose more sanity?
Oh, hell yeah. That's my entire goal. If I did not make that clear, I apologize. My
like, go insane!
She is here to ruin us.
Luckily, the thing in the mirror has not pursued you. You didn't drag it out into the hallway with you.
Okay.
Small miracles.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to hurry over?
Yeah. Millie's like, we got to get him. Nope. Gotta go. So now we have that other door that mm-hmm. Rose is at.
So you're at the door, mm-hmm. and the doorknob begins to turn and rattle.
So, after hearing the struggle, can I bring out my ginger?
Sure.
Awesome. And I'm going to open the door.
All right, you try and turn it, and it seems like you're both sides of it are trying to rattle the door open.
Ah.
Okay, I need somebody who's at the front of the door to listen, and I need someone at the back of the group to listen.
I'll listen.
I think I'm at the back of the group, right?
No, you two are near the front.
What is your listen skill?
Do you want
to?
My listen?
Yeah, yeah. Millie's still, like, freaking out about her.
My listen
very reasonable.
Of course I'm listening on it.
She's like, what the heck?
It's 20%.
Okay,
yeah.
I will never come here again.
Watch me fail.
I give you blue dice.
True. So I'm listening at the front. Who's listening at you?
I'm listening
at
the back.
Okay, cool. I pass!
23. I pass.
And then what am I doing?
So you're still at the door.
Right.
So, person at the door. Someone is calling for help from the inside of the room, but it's kind of faint, and it sounds like Dr. Osborne.
Irene! Is that you?
Help!
You're not possessed, help. Are you? You're not a random thing, because this is really fucked up.
Possessed? You sound like a fucking psychic.
Alright, never mind. That's my friend. Let's do it.
I'm gonna pull, and you guys push.
Okay.
Alright, so as you guys are doing that, you hear someone clear their throat behind you, and it's a very small
fuck.
Turn to look.
Yes.
Prepare for sanity.
God, this was a good one.
Oh God.
Be sure to come back next week for more investigations with the Lovely Craftians. Can't get enough of the lovelies? Our Patreon patrons have access to bonus content like Millie's case files, our characters' therapy sessions with Dr. Moreau, behind the scenes content, and more. Visit patreon.com/lovelycraftians for more info. While we're on the subject of patrons, shout out to our Cthulhu Mythos experts Alex, Fire Unicorn, and Tyler for their patronage. All the lovelies agree that you're the best. See you next week on Podbean, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or your favorite podcasting app.